It's a day to have an opportunity to thank our mums for who they are, to acknowledge all that they do, and also to thank God for our mums. Being a mum is a high calling and one in which lots of people do well. So it's an opportunity to thank them and to thank God for them also. There's a verse in the Bible from Proverbs, and it says this: she watches over her family and she is always busy. Her children bless her. Her husband also praises her. We have a lot to thank our mums for, and those verses are a good reminder of that. Our mums care for their children, for their families, and they do a lot to show us and to show their children how much they love us, and in those ways they show us that they love us. I wonder what it is that you particularly love about your mum. I wonder if there's something that you particularly appreciate or want to say thank you to your mum for. And I also wonder if there's anybody here who would like to share. Libby, I have a handheld mic, and I am not afraid to use it. Okay.
That she's kind and caring, and she reads with me a lot.
Fantastic. Thanks, Libby. Anybody else? Was there Alice?
My mum's really kind and looks after us when we're sad.
Yeah.
She's always there for me, and she cares for me.
Lovely. Anybody else? Have we got an Archie? Come down, Archie. I'll meet you halfway.
I like my mum because she organises lots of nice things for me.
Ah, oh, lovely. Thanks, Archie. Anybody else? Jenny, sitting next to your mum, so it's got to be nice.
She's my best friend.
Ah, oh, lovely. She's your best friend. Anybody else? Yeah, Robin.
Because she's lovely.
Because she's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. Anybody else? At the back. It's all right, guys. I'll come to you. Dan.
She makes delicious food.
Oh, she does. She does. Lots of us have experienced that. Donald.
Patience.
She?
Patient.
Very patient. We're all patient with you, Donald. Duncan. Same. Mum has lots of patience for her boys. Anybody else at the back before I go back to the front? Anybody else? Kind of feel like there's adults here who have also had mums. Anybody else want to speak into my mic?
She does my ironing.
She does your ironing! Norma, we all want you as our mum. Anybody else? Fantastic. Thank you for playing my game. Mother's Day is a great day to say those things to our mums, to acknowledge who she is and to be thankful for her for all those reasons and lots of others. And we'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. Okay, would anyone like to hazard a guess as to what all these people might have in common? Other than being the next lineup on Crime Watch. Would anyone like to hazard a guess?
Same name.
Yes, you're all called Steve. Helen.
They all live in Cheshire.
They all live in Cheshire. Yes, they do. Yes. They do have that in common. That's not what I'm looking for. Any other guesses? Erin? They all have mothers. Yes. Great. Yeah, also true. Not what I'm looking for. Yeah, Archie? They live in Cheshire. Yes. That point is cemented in. They live in Cheshire. Okay, Alice, please would you come up to the front and read our Bible verse for us? And it might be a little bit of a clue for you. You're right, it's come to the lectern.
Train a child how to live the right way, then even when he is old, he will still live that way.
Fantastic. Please read it.
Train a child how to live the right way, then even when he is old, he will still live that way.
Brill, thank you. Any guesses now as to what you think these guys might have in common? Okay. Please will you turn your pieces of paper over? Okay, we have a whole host of roles here,
But the common denominator, the thing they have in common, is that all these people have a mother-like nurture in a role that they play. We have boulders on the end. Steve is one of many volunteers in our children's Sunday groups who volunteer and give up their time to lead a children's group, to teach them about God, to model what it is to be a Christian, and to help our young people and children grow in their faith. We have lots of people in church who do that. That is a mother-like nurture. We have a nana there, Sue, is representing grandmothers or grandparents, and also other members of family, aunties, uncles, cousins, siblings, all members of family who show a mother-like nurture, who mother us or our children in some way. We obviously have a mother because it's Mother's Day and that's politically correct. But also, as a mum, I appreciate other mums as they kind of give me advice and help to support me while I seek to raise my own children. So mothers as well. We have doctors, nurses, other health professionals who care, who listen, who want to help, who invest time. Other people who show a mother-like nurture. Godmothers, godparents are crucial. It's a big decision to choose godparents for our children, isn't it? Because they make huge promises to help us as we try and raise our children in the spiritual, in their spiritual life and the knowledge and love of God, and support us as parents. Babysitters, Charlie represents, well, there's a few young people in church and others as well who parents value massively, who will come and be responsible, who will care for our children and who we trust with the care of our children. Rosie's holding creche as well as children's groups. We obviously have a creche we've just gone over, and there's lots of creche leaders who we entrust our valuable goods to. We hand our children over. Nurseries, preschools, childminders, creche. These are people who show a mother-like nurture. Auntie, this is Auntie Val to my girls. But not necessarily related to people, but lots of us have other people who are family, not through blood, but who invest time and love and care for us and our children. Teachers, teaching assistants, other members of staff, all these people who through their job, you know, our children spend a lot of time in school, don't they? And we have teachers who, again, invest time, care, teach, train, and who we trust with our children. And obviously our token vicar on the end. Because we are very blessed in our church to have lots of members of clergy who take time out. One of their main roles is to pastor people, to look after people, to listen, to visit, to love, to care, to lead. And we're very blessed at St. George's to have lots of clergy who will do that. All these people, what they have in common is a mother-like nurture. They mother us in different ways. And on Mother's Day, it is a great opportunity to not just be thankful for our mums, but to be thankful for everybody. If you ever think of all the people in your life who have invested in you, who care for you, who love you, all those people, we also need to thank God for them on Mother's Day as well. Thank you very much, guys. You can go sit down. Give them a clap. Mother's Day is a happy day for me. I'm able to phone my grandma and have a chat with her. I'd be able to see my mum if she wasn't spending the day with my grandma. I'm having lunch with my mother-in-law. My children are here. It's a really happy day for me. I love Mother's Day, and I'm sure that is the same for lots of people here today. Having said that, it's not a happy day for lots of other people for many different reasons. For lots of people, Mother's Day is a tough day. And it's a sad day. It might be a bittersweet day, but it's not always a happy day for everybody. There might be people here today who have lost their mum and who dearly miss their mum. There might be people here today who have lost children and have the pain of that, especially today. There might be people here who have always wanted to be a parent, but who haven't been able to be a parent for whatever reason. There might be people here who are a mum, but who really struggle in that role. And maybe emotions like guilt are felt today rather than happiness. Mother's Day is not a happy day for everybody. And I think we need to be aware of that and also think about those people as well today. Maybe at the end of the service, we could have a little look around about who's sitting around us. Maybe we could offer them a smile or a kind word, or even ask them how they're feeling today as it's Mother's Day. If you are happy today, be happy. It's a great day. It's a day to delight in. It's a day to celebrate. But it's also a day just to be mindful of those who, for today, is a tough day for many reasons. Please would Jasmine come and read our Bible verse to us.
The first verse is taken from Isaiah, and it says, I will comfort you as a mother comforts a child. You will be comforted in Jerusalem. The second verse is taken from Hebrews, and this says, God has said, I will never leave you, I will never forget you. So we can feel sure and say, I will not be afraid because the Lord is my helper. People can't do anything to me.
Thanks, Jasmine. Those verses are great verses. They tell us something of God. They can also be a comfort to us. But God wants us to hear those verses because there's truth in those verses. And he doesn't want us to hear them today just because it's Mother's Day. He wants us to hear those verses and know them every day because it's truth. And it's truth that he all wants us to hear. And that truth is that we have a God who created each and every one of us. And he created us and then sustains us as well. And he knows all our feelings, he knows all our thoughts, he knows all our emotions, and he knows exactly why we might be thinking and feeling those, and he meets us right there in them. We have a God who loves us, who cares for us, who sustains us, who wants the very best for us, who invests in us, and who has promised will never leave us. If we think about where we've come from today for Mother's Day, we've all come from different places with different feelings and mixed emotions. And in some ways, those things separate us from one another. But the thing that brings us all together, the one thing that we can all absolutely share in today that could give us that deep-seated joy, regardless of how we feel about our earthly mothers or other people, other relationships we might have, the thing that brings us together is that we all have a God who loves us and cares for us and who has that mothering nurture towards us. That is a truth for all of us. And it's a truth that we just need to hear and we need to believe and we need to claim it. And if we do, regardless of where we are on Mother's Day, actually that does give us a hope and that does give us a joy and that will give us happiness as well. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for mums. We thank you for who they are and all that they do to show us that they love us. We thank you for all those in our lives who mother us and have a mother-like nurture towards us. And Lord, we also thank you for you. Thank you that you made us and that you love us and that you know us intimately. Please help us to know that truth for ourselves. Amen.